Radio staff are putting their lives at risk in the Middle East and North Africa. In Kyrgyzstan, young people are leading the charge into change. And we'll find out what the connection is between beads and Haiti. These stories and more on the next edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Reporters Without Borders just announced that the Arab Spring has resulted in stricter internet censorship. The group has added more Middle East and North African nations to its internet enemies list, as well as to the list of nations under surveillance. Internet censorship is a problem for Christ seekers in particular. It makes finding information about Jesus even harder in an area with few Christians to talk about him. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson says one man went to extremes.
He saved up money for several years so he could take him and his family to Europe so they could find out more about Jesus and find out more in freedom and safety how they could become followers of Christ.
HCJB is responding. People are being trained in radio programming right on the ground.
Even though they do the training and do the programming at great risk, when they talk about it, they said, Jesus risked it all for me. How can I do anything less?
Word is getting out via shortwave, internet, and satellite. Help bring this hope through our website. Next, Kyrgyzstan's new leaders are trying to figure out ways to bridge the divisions that breed ethnic tensions in their country. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov says the problem is much deeper.
What is demonstrated today, the unrest happening within this part of the world, is not just a political problem or economic problem, it's a spiritual problem.
The unrest was born out of frustration.
People are fed up with corruption, fed up with lies, people are fed up with cheating, and they realize there's a different standard. And the standard is some of the standards that we have in the scriptures.
Their School Without Walls program provides effective evangelism and discipleship training. That could come in handy with the harsh new religion laws.
There's great potential within this country, especially amongst young people who do not want to leave the country. They love their country, and they want to make a difference. With School Without Walls is training people to lead and equipping young people to serve.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A global aid network team will feed 5,000 children, plus parents and teachers, this week in Guatemala. It's a lot of mouths to feed, but it's not the result of any new crisis. Guatemalan children are just hungry. Gaines Steve Watson is in Guatemala right now.
Malnutrition is still a huge need. Food, clean water, shoes, supplies.
Watson says Guatemalan communities that they've been in a while are making headway, but Gain is in a new region this week delivering food into the schools. Some students are walking for miles for a meal.
They're hungry, not only for food, but for the gospel.
Pray for a response like Gain has seen elsewhere in Guatemala.
In the last few years since we've been working here, they've planted several hundred churches just through working in the schools. Teachers are becoming believers. They're starting house churches.
You can help at our website. Meanwhile, Andrew Palau is looking forward to some fun in the sun in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, starting March 24th. The team is heading to the Caribbean nation for a week-long evangelistic thrust that ends with a music festival. They're partnering with a local business as well as hundreds of local churches, too. Please join the Luis Palau team in prayer for the church in Haiti, for the 1,500 trained counselors, and for the many who will hear the good news of Christ during this campaign. And handmade paper beads are the foundation of a new ministry for Baptist Haiti Mission. One of the missionaries discovered a business model in Haiti that helps people take discarded materials and repurpose them into items for sale. She took that idea to a church partner and launched Kuridea, a business that helps women earn money to support their families through the sale of handmade paper bead jewelry. Once it gets off the ground, it'll open doors for the gospel as these believers train other women in their neighborhoods. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and get a chance to win a free trip to Israel. You can get your free 31-day prayer calendar and the link to the free trip to Israel contest at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.